Israel has raised a concern about the irregularities that emerged from the elections, where some votes disappeared and it felt that it has been robbed. And it's not the only party that has done so. There are about 20 parties that have raised that concern. And it is of the view that those issues should have been resolved first before the IEC could pronounce on the fairness of the elections. But the IEC decided to go ahead and also claimed that it has resolved some of those objections and concerns. And there have been about 500 complaints, which is a large number, and the first time that we had such a large number of complaints by parties. So that is their concern. And they are saying they are not going to allow their members to attend. And they are of the view that should the members not sit, then the National Assembly would not have been properly constituted. And therefore, it cannot sit to elect the president. But the challenge that they have, it's all around interpretation. Because the Constitution talks about a minimum of 350 members.
Let's assume the MK party does not go in on the 14th on Friday during the sitting. Constitutionally or legally, what does that mean?
No, it does not mean anything. There will still be members. They will be sworn in at the time when they choose to go back to the National Assembly. They will seek clarity from the Constitutional Court, which would convene and dispense with the matter before Friday, because it's a simply explaining one or two clauses and just listening to the argument. And that will not take long for the Constitutional Court to conclude that. My sense is that given the orientation of the Constitutional Court judges, they are going to dismiss the submission by Mkhonto Sizwe, because they will be saying, here's a party that is trying to hold the country to ransom. So I think Mkhonto Sizwe goes there not in a friendly terrain.
We know there is a process underway for a coalition government. What do you know is happening behind doors?
Well, at the moment, you've had the parties that were invited, the so-called black parties or the parties on the left. Those parties have said that they will not serve with the Democratic Alliance. And the Democratic Alliance, on the other hand, says it does not serve with them. But given that these black parties have made that pronouncement, they actually exclude themselves from working with the ANC. So it is possible that the ANC that is led by Ramaphosa might tend to veer towards the Democratic Alliance, because Ramaphosa himself is somebody who supported the heavily by business, and the business is calling for that type of coalition. Although on the ground, there is a view that says black parties must be able to get together so that they can change whatever needs to be changed in the Constitution, because as matters stand, the black condition has not changed that materially for a majority of African people.